I took his pizza rolls to make him come in here. He'll be coming soon. But he really don't want to come. So, yeah. Welcome back to another episode of All of Us. I am Kelly. But you know what? I don't even care no more.
Cool. Hey. Green bone on the beat.
Hey.
Where's Big Renzo? Come to lay some heat down. Crazy.
Lorenzo. You gotta come in here for these pizza rolls. Okay, so I cut it, trying to make Lorenzo come in here, and he's not coming.
I'm even shaking my bag of Doritos.
Oh, well.
Can I get a bag of those chips over there?
Cool. Y'all, yeah, man. Welcome to All of Us.
I'm not putting them on payroll.
DJ Cream Bone.
What is this, episode number 4?
Yeah.
All of
Us. Episode 4 of All of Us. So,
you want a bag of chips?
Sir.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't be fronting on the podcast. You know you want some.
I do.
Yep. A little sour cream and onion.
Cheddar sour cream.
What's your all-time favorite chip?
My all-time. Ooh, that's hard. Oh, it's not hard. Okay, can it be like those little snack pop things? It's not actually a chip, but it's in like the little ball form.
Yeah, like the Doritos.
The Cheetos, the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Asteroids. That's my favorite of all time. Those are like the best chips ever made to me.
Like 10 years.
I thought they were supposed to be coming back out with them.
Are you cooking your bread, Charlie?
Is my bread cooked? We're making lunch.
We're on a lunch break. Hey, smoking smoke leg.
I was born in
the smoking smoke leg. I was born under the guise of a full moon.
Hey, is there wasabi in the spicy brown mushroom?
No. Lorenzo's still not. Lorenzo, what did you got these things gonna get cold?
He must not want to be rich.
He said room temp, I'll eat him.
He's not committed to being rich.
Hey, man, yeah, that's hot.
Come on, yeah, it started already. Trapping and working. Come on.
Trapping and working.
We've been flapping and flirping for like 10 minutes now.
Right, like. Yeah, well, it's only been like.
We're over here slacking and jerking over here for like 10 minutes now. I'm over here abusing these Doritos.
That bread's probably almost done.
Oh, so I have a shout out for the More You Know shout out section. Want to shout out my brother, Ray Allen Jr. He told me about a story in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I guess the first black owner of an African American museum in Baton Rouge was murdered or something.
Whoa.
I'm like, that's terrible.
Recently?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
How?
pretty crazy.
You get shot?
I think it was a lady.
She get shot?
I don't know. I'll have to read up on it more, but.
Was it a hate crime? Was it a hate crime?
Probably.
I don't know. Trapping and working. Lorenzo really don't want to be in here with us. Okay. I see how we get
here. Thanks for the food, bro. Use it all.
Lunch break. So, Logan's leaving.
Yup. Tomorrow morning.
And he's never coming back. Okay, we're not gonna say never, because then I'll be sad if I never say Logan. Logan, can I have some mustard? Oh, he has some mustard. So Logan is leaving. Deuces. Not really. Deuces.
Going to the next job.
Facts. But I will see you again.
You don't want salami, Kelly?
Huh?
You don't want some salami?
Oh. Well, I don't mind if I do.
You might as well eat the last two pieces of ham on your sandwich, too.
Whoa. If it isn't Lorenzo. I knew you was going to have to come back for the pizza rolls.
I thought y'all were in the back room.
No.
Nah, we're going to transfer back there, though, in a second.
But what's good, podcast? This is the Farewell to Cool Whip podcast.
Farewell episode.
Yeah.
Logan, it's been real.
It's like having a shake with no whipped cream.
Oh, I forgot to put my cheese melted on the bread. I'm sad now.
Damn.
I know, right? No, it's not the same.
Y'all here slamming.
The slap sandwich part two.
It's like part heavy siphon for me
over here.
The goat slap.
He got a fat ass sandwich over there. He's always gonna make a fat ass sandwich.
Though. Goat slap, man.
Goat slap.
You can sell this sandwich for $15 somewhere.
Fuck a Subway.
Subway's pretty good.
Zimbabwe, man. Come on to Zimbabwe for your sandwich dreams to come true.
So what's the conversation?
The conversation is... Logan's leaving. That's sad.
Yep. Donald Trump's not going to be president next year.
No, because I will.
That's a plus.
Is that bad?
Mm-hmm. That's a win for us.
It's an extra bonus.
You like might literally be crazy.
He said he might literally be crazy.
I mean, like the shit he said is just off the wall, man.
I don't think he takes presidency seriously. He cares more about his Twitter.
Well,
more than
if he can get elected, should we take it that seriously? You know?
True.
Wait, what?
I've never taken the voting seriously.
If someone like him could get elected, should we take the presidency seriously?
And especially now.
No.
Because it just shows like the whole problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, people's biggest defense of Trump is like that he's boosted our economy, but what's going on isn't sustainable with like, a lot of enemies in like the world. You know? We're tearing each other apart from within in a lot of ways too. It's scary.
What was Trump before he was a president?
Don't he have like hotels? The Trump Towers.
Businessman.
Yeah, basically.
He's just a dude who had a lot of money, who was able to buy some good companies and just keep flipping companies.
So nothing to do with the government.
No.
Nothing to do with somebody's state.
No, he had no kind of
political background.
Political background whatsoever.
I don't have a problem with someone that doesn't have a political background coming in and like help like change
trying
things.
To help.
But
like,
as
change,
you, yeah.
But like it's one right, not just for big business. You know?
If you ran for president, say the election was next year, and you ran for president, and like, what would your promises be to?
What would my changes want to be?
Yeah.
Free healthcare. I would take the lotto away.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because all that money that we give away to one person, that could feed so many people in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Maybe restructure what a lottery is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like half the winnings should go towards something. Then I don't know. Like yeah, maybe
instead
if you play
of
the lottery,
winners.
Like yeah, you're spending money to get your ticket and you're parsing your luck. But if you do win, I feel like you shouldn't get that.
Maybe instead of single individual winners, you do it as a community.
Yeah, like, right. I don't know. And I feel like that one person who does win the lottery, like, they should make promises themselves to, like, what they, like...
Well, that's their choice.
Yeah, you can't control what they promise
to
themselves.
Yeah, that's their choice, man. You know? It would be nice if they thought that way, but, you know, the most common people that win the lottery are old white people who don't really need that much money to begin with. That's why they just blow it. It's because they don't really need... Most
of them
don't have a concept... Most of them don't have a concept of what it is to really struggle or like need, because they've always like had some sort of support network and
something.
And the ones that do blow it, they just burn through it so fast they don't care anyway.
Big facts.
So I think the right kind of person would have to win for that kind of thing to happen.
Like a 21-year-old won in North Carolina.
But then again, none of us have ever won a lottery and know the feeling of being like, holy shit, all of a sudden I have $20 million or something, you know?
For real.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess since I'm not in the position,
it's a different
story.
All day, like, from a,
but yeah, I'd still feel
objective.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be obligated to want to help.
I feel you, dude. And I feel like that's true for a lot of people. But then think about all of the pressure that you're feeling from everyone around you as soon as you win the lottery. Like, hey man, I only need like a couple grand to get myself out of this spot of trouble. You think I can get that from you? Like, are people coming up to you and just like begging you back essentially for money? Like, that's super stressful. Like, people that you care about and want to help, but you don't want them to just come to you for money.
Take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Right. Some remain unanimous.
Another thing I'd want to change.
I don't blame them either.
Logan's gone.
There was something else that I
thought. He got a lot more to say now.
Whose cookies are those?
I don't know, but I want some.
Snack.
I'm not supposed to be eating cookies. I'm on a diet.
I'll eat them for you.
Oh, well. You know. Rome wasn't built in...
Yep, free healthcare.
Rome wasn't built. Ooh. What if Rome was never real? And we were just made... It was made up. It's like a big movie set. What if it is, man?
This dude's always crushing, like, all my dreams.
It's fucking...
Every single dream that I've ever had.
Think about
had.
It. It's always blocked off and shit. How many people you know have actually been inside that motherfucker? Zero.
Nothing. It's just...
Zero people.
Rome... Why does he have to crush Rome? What did Rome do to you?
Apparently crushed his dreams.
he said,
sank.
I mean, this is all a fairy tale.
Rome's
all just getting looked at in a crystal ball.
Wow.
Watch Rome's over there talking about us. They're like, what if it's all made up? United States is fake.
Have you guys watched the Matrix movies?
No.
I've watched
them. Now, someone want the rest of these Doritos? Up.
Look, mix. Mix.
Take the whole stack.
In the open, huh?
I guess.
Another thing, if I was president, I'd fucking...
Whoa!
I'd make it illegal.
I would genetically engineer humans and animals to form super.
Well, I was just
human
gonna get on
hybrids.
The topic of animals, because I don't know, a bunch of stray animals and all that stuff. Community needs to be picked up. I'd make everyone like do community service or help out in the community in some kind of way. 13
colonies. Hey, that would be fucking crazy, dude.
What if all the Earth's surfaces started to form back together again in the Pangea and we all just won again?
That'd be nice, man.
Like fucking 3,000 years, like 3,000 years later, like fucking we're all connected again. That'd be some crazy ass shit.
Mind
blown. Who even know what was really going on? Like, we don't know if the Earth is 6,000 years old.
I don't understand.
If you line all the like continents up and shit, they do like line up with each other.
I know.
So, like, they were connected at one point in time.
Think of how many people believe that like the Earth's only a couple thousand years old.
The what?
Think of the people who don't believe in aliens.
Earth is flat or round?
Like, you gotta be.
It's not flat.
Something's gotta be wrong with you if you think we're the only people here in this universe.
Yeah, facts.
You
definitely don't feel like that.
Especially if you like
all these planets.
If you believe in ghosts,
I've had so many experiences.
Then that's just like I feel like you gotta believe in everything.
I'm just exactly.
I've had so many experiences where I've like felt like the god or like the controller of my own universe. So I definitely can see how there's more
out there.
More out there that I don't know that I can't understand.
It don't
gotta
be like aliens or
Earth.
People and.
Specific,
but there's something else out there. There you go.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying. Like I've had that grand feeling, and I know that there's more out there, kind of thing.
Like we're all little ants in
like,
God's
fishbowl.
Yeah,
basically. Hey, you gotta go somewhere.
Yeah,
there's a spirit, something.
Bro, of course.
Once or we don't.
Or we don't. We get reborn.
Or neither. Or we live it up while we can.
I want to be born.
That's not so bad.
When I pass, I want to be cremated and put into like a tree or whatever, so I could
be gone.
Into a tree.
Mm-hmm. Passing on.
And then cut me down, build me into
is
money.
I'll be
money when I'm dead, boy. Ooh.
We'll find out one day.
We'll find
might
out.
As well just try to be we'll a good person and just have fun while we can, man.
Right.
Try to make it big if it's possible. Right.
Someone want to just eat this?
I'll eat it.
It's just
like
scared.
Well,
thanks, bro.
I ain't scared.
Sure.
We gonna close out this podcast. I mean, this episode right now.
Right?
Yeah, that was. Look at y'all getting in the groove of things. I'm not. Like,
look, we getting
right when Logan want to leave.
Right
when Logan
come in the
leave.
Room.
And right when Lorenzo finally got some more to say. Dang. But, okay, yeah, we're going to leave off on that note. End of this episode, I'm Kelly. Hit us up on our social media pages. Listen to the first three episodes we got posted. Give us feedback, give us topics, let us know what you think. And yeah, trapping and working.
Hey.